You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Right, you ready?
Yeah, more or less.
More or less. Yeah, we're just finishing up Animal Crossing. He'll be ready in a second.
Dig? Dig used to be the man.
In? Surely you should be saving or putting your Switch into rest. There you go. Right, without further ado, I'm Alex.
And I'm Matt. And this is the Game Tension Podcast.
We're talking about our top six biggest cash grabs and worst microtransactions from video games and their companies. But before we talk about that, Matt, what have you been up to?
As alluded to in the cold open, I've been playing Animal Crossing quite a bit. It's been very enjoyable, even though I couldn't get the fishing down right. Chris had to remotely teach me how to fish, which was interesting. It's such a fun little game, and right now it's calming and it's quite therapeutic and it's lovely. I also downloaded, and have started playing, at the risk of Alex laughing his face off right now, Legend of Zelda on a Horse. I have bought Breath of the Wild, and I've started playing it, and it's brilliant.
I need to get back into that. I played, like, the first hour, and it still sat under my desk.
I'll get back around to it. I literally went in at the deep end with probably the most successful Zelda game ever. So much so that I'm like, I have questions. Okay, I gave Chris a list of questions. He's like, answer, sort of thing. I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't help. I don't know that yet. Why is he not wearing a green dress, for example? He's not wearing a green dress, is he, though?
And where's the horse?
The horse isn't there yet. I haven't met the horse yet. I have questions. But at the same time, it's beautiful. In terms of Xbox, been getting back into F1, actually, mainly because the actual real-life season is sort of on hold due to the current crisis around the world. But that's given me more impetus to actually just enjoy it, and that's been really, really good fun. What else have I been playing? Bit of 2-Point Hospital. That's on the Game Pass, obviously, something to get into, definitely. Started playing Train Sim World, Alex. Now, before you...
I wouldn't have expected that. I would... What?
Before you roll your eyes at me and say...
I wasn't going to roll my eyes, actually. I mean, I've always been into that sort of thing.
It's out on Game Pass, which is why I downloaded it. I also saw Outside Xbox play it about 6 months ago, to the extent where Mike, who was playing it, set the train in motion, got out the cab to check things, and couldn't get into the cab, and the train left without him. So, which I don't think the making of the game knew could happen.
No, that's fantastic.
It was fantastic.
Fun fact, when you're if you're learning to be a train driver, I believe you do multiple tests. And if you fail one of the tests, any order, it doesn't really matter, but if you fail once, they don't let you retry.
It's
very strict, becoming a train driver.
Well, good, personally. You wouldn't want someone who'd failed driving a train, would you?
No, fair enough.
Yeah, it's not driving a car sort of thing. You don't learn to drive until you've actually passed your test and you're on your own. That's when you learn to drive. What else have I been playing? Some more Skyrim. Skyrim's always fun. At the moment, yes. Especially Alex, Alex's four copies. He's got plenty of choice of which one to play it on, in fairness, at the moment. What else have I been playing? Well, something else I've been sort of doing recently. I've been playing with some dice, but Alex will get to that later on.
Yes, we'll get to that one in a bit. Surely, to be honest.
And I'm sure with other things I've been doing, apart from doing a lot of podcasting and basically here, there, everywhere. Oh, and I got a shout out on James' live stream on Outside Xbox and on Luke's stream today of recording on Outside Extra. So that was kind of really, really good fun. And seeing Luke play his ocarina, I'm not a euphemism, but it's a natural thing. That's actually quite good fun.
Fair enough.
What have you been doing?
All right. Well, given the current situation, I'm no longer working, and I've found I have a ridiculous amount of time to myself at the moment. So I've really caught up on a lot of games and been playing other games. My main games currently have been Animal Crossing, Pokemon Sword, still. I've gotten back into Fallout 4. I've been playing a bit of Skyrim. I played a bit of Forza Horizon 4 the other day, which made me realise how I'm not really a fan of the Horizon series. So I bought Motorsport 7, which I've been playing a load of as of yesterday. I've also been using the Ring Fit Adventure, which is actually really good fun.
You've been talking about it.
If you're into that sort of thing.
You've been talking about it, absolutely, yes.
Given my job in what I do, because I'm not getting that amount of exercise anymore, it drives me mad. So the Ring Fit has just been great fun to have at the moment.
Yeah.
And something related to dice, I guess.
Which I think is the perfect segue for Alex to actually jump in and say what it is. So go on, buddy.
So, as of this Saturday, we will be recording our first Dungeons & Dragons episode.
We shall. We have tentatively called it Dungeons & Junkies, which is... Or Junkies & Dragons, I haven't decided which one yet. Both work as working titles, let's face it. I'm very excited to be doing a recorded version. I haven't DM'd in about 6 months, which is... something I'm looking forward to do, particularly with two people who have never played the game itself before. But the amount of Skyrim he's played, Alex has been itching to do this. And I'm really looking forward to it. Your sister's obviously going to be joining us for it. It'll be great.
And we will be having other people on with us after our first episode.
We've got a couple of people lined up, which is good. And potentially, the way I'm writing the story is with plenty of version scope so people can drop in and drop out. So it's not a problem if people can't be there for certain things. It's fine. It's not a problem. Yeah, it's going to be a fun thing, which we will release periodically. It's not going to be something we'll release straight away.
It's not going to be consistent. It's going to be as of... when we feel like doing it and when we can get together to do it.
Yeah, but the beautiful thing about it is because, unfortunately, the world seems to be on pause, it feels like, you can definitely...
We definitely have the time at the moment.
It's much easier, for certain.
Yeah, a lot of people, including myself, our schedules have been freed up drastically, to say.
Unfortunately, yes. Right then. So with this being said, Alex, shall we talk about something other than what we've been playing? For example, because we were going to Animal Crossing, but we want to do that with Caitlin when she's available, but unfortunately she's not there at the moment. So get well soon, Caitlin. So,
yeah, we put a pause on that one for a minute.
Yeah, which is our prerogative. It's our show, our rules. So.
So let's get started. Matt, I will let you go first.
Thank you, sir. Right, now, a franchise we both love quite dearly, but a franchise which we also have a lot of, mixed emotions about. It's the Assassin's Creed series. Assassin's Creed, in particular, Brotherhood, Revelations, and every game after Black Flag. Now, Alex is nodding. He's listening intently for me to explain why. Basically, all the good stuff is you've either got a grind like fuckful, or you have to spend real money on. And they dangle it, so it doesn't feel like you're spending a lot of money.
No, but you don't get a lot for it. Black Flag is actually quite a good one to point out for this.
Yes.
Because in Black Flag, you battle other ships out at sea, and
you do.
As the levels go up, they get stronger, so you have the option to upgrade your ship. But you can buy these supplies, and they're only like £2 a piece. But the amount you get doesn't allow you a lot for an upgrade. It will upgrade your ship in the lower levels, but when you get to the halfway point, that's when it really starts to get expensive. You will spend... Well, I mean, I maxed out my ship because it was one of the few games I played endlessly back on the Xbox 360, and it just took forever to grind for it.
It does. It does. The reason why I left Black Flag out of the list is because in terms of like getting you to pay for stuff, that's one game which you don't have to, you know?
No, where, it's not mandatory. It's more just if you feel like it.
Yeah, so that's one aspect of it. But the cash grab side of it is whilst Brotherhood and Revelations do expand on Ezio's story, and they do. They do expand on the story of Ezio, which is arguably everyone's favourite assassin. Arguably.
Yeah.
It is quite concerning that you think they could just be DLC packs for Assassin's Creed 2.
They were... I enjoyed Brotherhood. It wasn't that long. Then I gave up with Revelations. I got bored within the first few hours of it.
Well, I'm going to ask you, Alec, did you buy both games brand new?
Let's press F for respect for Matt. And his
the
wallet.
Same for Unity.
I never played that one. And to be honest, I'm glad I couldn't afford it at the time because I saw the videos from other content creators and news pages about just how broken the game was.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually going to leave the broken side of it to one side, okay? Because they gave away a lot of all the DLC for free to try and make up for it and everything and the patches and everything. I'm not saying I forgive them for it, but I'm going to put that to one side because that's its own hot mess. But then you've got Syndicate. Then you've got Origins, and then you've got Odyssey.
Which is my current favourite to date one. But
no, I'm sorry to say this, Alex.
No, I agree.
But Odyssey is beautiful. It's beautiful. I won't deny that. But if you want to leave Odyssey to one side, you can this side of things.
Because
at least they waited a bit of time to bring that one out. Problem here is that every one of those games, because they came out every year, they were cash grabs.
Yes.
And that is what we're focusing on here because any company can dangle the carrot, and I'm sure we're going to get to that with certain games. But any game which, you know, you could wait a couple of years, do something polished. They took that break and then brought out... Was it Origins they brought out?
They brought out Origins and then took a year out for Odyssey.
Do that and, you know, that's why I said you can leave Odyssey to one side, perhaps, because not so much of a cash grab. But the others, after Origins, they should have took a break and then brought Syndicate. Because right now, I'm like, Jacob and Evie, yeah, it's set in London, and you can go around London, you can see the sights sort of things, but at the same time, you're like, no. So, yeah, my first nomination is Ubisoft with Assassin's Creed series. They tried to make a good thing too many times and therefore tried to take too much money too soon. Alex, your first pick, sir.
My first pick, which is another game we both love but have a hate relationship with at the same time, and that's GTA Online.
Yes.
Now, I didn't start GTA Online originally, like, when it was brand new and buggy as hell and all the fun glitches were out, which I do regret missing out on, but I started early enough that you made about 40 grand per mission, and the most expensive car was $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to put this into context now, the mission that used to give you 40 grand now gives you 11. They've multiplied the enemies, put objects in the way to make the mission even longer. So the mission takes up twice as long as it used to.
Yeah.
And now you get about 11 grand for it. The most expensive car is $3.5 million plus. And if you put that into shark card value, it's £30.79. The problem is with GTA is when it first came out, the system was balanced. Money was sensible enough. You've always had to grind, which is fair enough. I think if it was too easy to make money, you'd lose interest too quickly.
Then the creator came out, right, didn't it? The mission creator came out, and people took advantage of the bugs.
Took major advantage of it. You could do a 30-second race and rank up like 10, 20 times because it was all done on checkpoints back then.
Mm, and you could also do the reward for the money, and it was ridiculous.
So it's not quite all down to Rockstar for what they've done.
No, because they did patch that very quickly. And then after that, they then went next to Marvel saying, we trusted you guys in general, so this is basically what we've done instead. So in a way, they do, maybe they are the, of all people going to talk about today, probably the least guilty of cash grabbing.
Yes. I was going to say, but to be fair, that wasn't really in it. That wasn't really cheating, was it? It was just exploiting what they missed.
It was, but at the same time, they did what they did, and they, and that's what happened. However, the amount of money we have spent on shark cards, Alex, on that game.
I don't do it anymore. I don't play the game in general much anymore. Mainly when new DLC is out, but
we check it out because we have to kill shark. But I'll be honest, I don't know how much I've spent on that game. But if I were to give a ballpark figure of an accurate figure, probably close to £500.
I'd say I'm around the same, if not a little bit more. But as I said, I'd rather not work it out.
No, because I'll start crying. And right now, I want to stay happy. So, yeah, I totally agree that some of the cash grabbing, which to be fair to Rockstar here, I'll be fair to Rockstar, but cash grabbing is more a case of we've seen the offer they put on, so we'll go and buy the shark card.
The way they've got it done so well is the fact nothing they do is paid DLC. Everything is free.
Yeah.
It's just down to your amount of effort, to say the least. Whether you want to grind or not.
Absolutely. And something that Chris keeps on saying to me is that, you know, GTA 5 is still in the is always in the top 10 charts in the world in games.
It's a fantastic game. There is,
it's still,
well, realistically, there is nothing you can do. You can go on with friends and it's still a fantastic game. You can go on by yourself and do stuff. It's fun enough.
I'm just going to look on the Steam charts, Alex. It's still in the top 10. On PC, it's still in the top 10.
And they still have 8 million players a week log into their game.
They might be, they're doing something right. You can't take that away from them. And, you know, they're quite good at cash grabbing without making you do it. Basically, what we're doing is we are opening our wallets and handing them the money ourselves. So we should maybe move on to a series which, aren't quite so subtle about it, shall we?
Yeah.
Right, now, in true keeping with the network we are on, I'm going to talk wrestling. Now, every year since the year 2000, WWE and what was THQ and is now 2K Sports have released a wrestling game every single year. The first year, they did the couple, actually. And to be fair, they were actually really good. Now, real problems with this is it didn't really happen until DLC became a thing. Now, every year, a new game would come out, and an updated roster, new things in the games. So it wasn't so much of a cash grab until the DLC era really kicked in towards, like, well, the last 5-6 years, really. You know what I mean? Prime example of that, especially when 2K got involved, they got rid of loot boxes and had in-game loot only, which is fine, and you couldn't use real-world money to buy it, which is fine. But I believe it also was before 2K took over as well. If you wanted to, you bought the main game, it was £40 back then. It's near £60 now, especially on DLC. If you want to buy a game, that's the standard game, you buy that. If you want to buy the deluxe version, it's near £80. And with that comes the stuff to unlock everything, to have extra characters and the season pass, and so on and so forth, new moves throughout the year, etc., etc. And then last year the game happened, where it was a dumpster fire in itself, had to be patched to fuck, and then they had the cheek to actually put out a season pass for it. And I'll admit, for some reason, something that same thing happened with a friend of mine who bought Mortal Kombat. No, he bought Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. And for some reason, I did the same thing with WWE at the time. And for some reason, our transaction didn't go through, but we still had to play the game. Well, Xbox eventually found out about it and said, up until this point, then you've got to pay for it. And actually, the game sort of thing. So we weren't charged for it, so that was one thing. But I can honestly say I'm not disappointed that I lost access to that game, because my word, it was terrible. Even with the patching. But the amount of stuff that they put hidden away behind paywalls and things like that, the cash grabbing is ridiculous. It's beyond stupid. It sucks to high heaven. I will happily slap whoever thought of this as an idea in the face. I mean, every year I spent upwards of £100 on that game series. So even if you go back to like 2010, we're in 2020 now, so that's 10 games. So basically speaking, that's £1,000 I've spent on wrestling games in a decade. With the exception of, I didn't get charged for five of them. So still £900 in the last decade. And that's That melts my mind a little bit, Alex.
It does when you look into that money.
Yeah.
But you know what else makes you just sigh when you hear something else is going to cost more money?
Is this going to be a segue, Alex? Go on.
Yep. Fallout 76.
Oh, shit. Yep. God.
Fallout 76 was just a disaster.
Before you go any further, I just want to say one thing. We had a lucky escape of this one, Alex. And that's despite what we've already paid out for it. Continue.
Yes. I will mention, I think it's worth revisiting, because the Wastelanders DLC is meant to come out on the 7th of April, which will obviously add more story.
The idea of that made me drink.
So, it will add NPCs in, I'm guessing, a new sort of storyline to go along with them.
That's a triple. Carry on.
So, I'm okay with that. I think being okay with that means we should revisit it.
Well, it's only what you've wanted since the game came out, so...
But what I'm not happy about, and what I'll never look at, is Fallout First, which is a subscription service which they bought out before they were even going to bring out any patches or anything for this game.
Isn't that the stuff we all promised was going to happen from day one?
Mm-hmm. Fallout First offers you private servers, which should have been in the game from the start.
Yeah.
A scrap box, which gives you unlimited storage, which should have been in from the start. A survival tent, which should have been in from the start, because it makes it... You can place it, so then you can fast travel when you get a sleeping bag. It just makes it easier to survive, which should have been craftable from the start.
That's three features so far, should have been from the start. Go on.
It offers you some new gear, which you do get with little packs. Icons and emotes, which are just... What's the fucking point, honestly?
Can I say, people now can hear the eye rolling from me right now.
And atoms, which is an in-game currency for microtransactions. You got real money microtransactions, and then you get atoms, which they give you 1,650 atoms a month, which sounds a lot, until you look on the store and realize a skin... So a color change for your power armor is 1,800 atoms.
Right.
So right now, all you're getting is stuff that should have been in the game from the start. A couple little extra outfits, which they could have done in pre-order. Icons and emotes, which just, what's the point?
Yeah.
And atoms... For in-game microtransactions, which don't give you a lot. And you can have all of this for £11.99 a month or £100 a year. On a £60 game.
No, is my answer.
Which was broken from the start. Me and Matt managed to play for a few hours because we logged on within the first 12 hours of the game being started up. When we went back on a few days later, we could not stay in a server. It kept crashing. At one point, I had to re-download the game, and then it crashed again, so I just gave up and uninstalled it.
Yeah.
But they have been patching it. I believe it's free. Comes out on April 7th, which I feel will be... I feel like you should consider restarting the game from fresh in putting a few hours into this Wastelander DLC. See what it's like. See if it's even worth being free, to be honest.
I'd say right now I've got better thing to do with my time. But unfortunately, we don't really at the moment. Well, I suppose I do. I mean, I've still got to go to work, key worker. But, It's alarming. You say it's got private servers?
Yes.
From what I've heard, they're not private. They're private servers,
no,
but
they're not. From what I've heard, no, they're not actually private servers. And you can only have seven players, seven of your friends per server. Which obviously for some people, their friend group for a certain game might be less than seven, but for, well, if you had more than seven friends, more than seven of you couldn't play in the same server.
Going up all the time about that sort of thing, unfortunately. Right now, games are going further up than not. I mean, even the private servers can hold that many people. It's stupid.
Fortnite, which is a free game, has 100 people a server. Warzone is 200, I believe. So why is it number seven?
Well, it includes you as eight. So.
No, I believe it's seven people a lobby.
That's stupid, and absolutely stupid. We may give it a try at some point, Alex, but I will admit it's not on my...
Yeah,
on my...
It's not something we're looking to rush into. Besides Resident Evil 3 is coming out in a few days, and I'm bound to be...
Resident Evil 3, Alex. Resident Evil 3 on day of recording comes out tomorrow, and Resident Evil 3, if you're listening to it, on day of release came out yesterday. You can probably find me and Alex, our gamer tags are in the description. Find us on there, say you listen to the show, we'll happily play Resistance with you. This is one of the, ironically, because of the virus in the world, but most ironic thing is a virus is going to bring the world together. And it will. It's going to bring the world together. And right now, gaming is the safest thing to do right now, guys. But anyway, Fallout, we'll look at it eventually. My final pick, Alex, however, will hopefully lead into your last pick. Now, everybody knows my love of FIFA. Alex, not a fan.
No, right. And that's fine.
But I get the games because I enjoy playing the games. I don't play Ultimate Team, as people call it. I have dabbled in it a few times, but the amount of people you see, you got like, I forget their names, I think Minimint is one of them, and there's loads of other famous YouTubers who will stream opening packs and things like that, and they've got money and they're spending it on the packs. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I did a brief bit of research on this because it infuriated me so much. To go bring out one. And so, it's just wrong. I'm going to quote someone from Reddit. It's a miracle I'm even back playing this game after last year, but I've already started to feel annoyed at the extreme cash grab nature of this company. No kidding. Aside from the fact that this game comes out every single year, and you can apply this to all of EA's franchises, obviously. You can also apply this to 2K and other franchises as well, but particularly EA. The game is totally geared towards pay to win, pay for advantage. I'm going to give you some options. Bearing in mind, if you buy the game brand new, on DLC at least, it's £60, maybe £59.99, the base model. And there's three versions of this. If you want to get the next version up, it's £80, next version is £100, next version of that is £120. So, one, get early access and a head start in the market. £4, please. Yeah, seriously. £4 extra for early access and a head start on the market. Two, you want a few days early access? Okay, that's fine. Spend another 50 cents on top of the normal price and you can play early. New account, sir? You leave the last one after being robbed by us? That's too hard. You can't have web access until official release. Seriously. It's just disgusting. It gets so... It's just the same fucking shit every time with regards to you need to pay to win. I haven't paid out for a pack on FIFA ever. I started playing Ultimate Team. I started to enjoy it. And then I saw people beating the players I never get in my packs. And I found out because they're actually spending real money on the packs. And they get pricey pretty quick, them packs. I'm not touching that with a barge pole. It's just disturbing how expensive those packs get. And then they actually try and, you know, sell it by, you know, saying like EA Sports, it's in the game. I'm like, yeah.
No, it's not. It's in the game as a microtransaction. That's what the title should say.
The title used to be, if it's in the game, it's in the game. Which was a great selling point. But now, okay, if it's in the game, buy it. I'm like, right now, people have the pick and choice of what games they want to play. And at the moment, not entirely sure people are going to be paying out for this stuff. So, I could go on about EA Sports for a lot longer. But I think with a little segue, Alex, you want to sort of carry on talking about EA.
Mm-hmm. EA being it just as EA is and as money-grabbing as they can be, I think this is the perfect topic to talk about The Sims, which is a game I used to love.
A game series which is beloved the world over.
More specifically for this section is The Sims 4 and The Sims 3.
Yes.
So The Sims 4, the base game, is roughly $44.99. Yes. I believe the deluxe edition was $59.99. I'm not too sure.
Yes.
But the problem with The Sims 3 and The Sims 4 is the expansion passes in the DLC and the content packs.
Yeah.
The endless content packs, which are $34.99 each, $20.99 each, $9.99 each, some are even being £45.
That's a part of the whole game.
It's not even like map expansions or anything useful. It's little things like having toddlers, cats and dogs, going to work, living in the city. Nothing they provide is anything major, and they're putting all but the full price of the game on stuff that mainly should have been in the game.
Yeah.
£20 for glamorous clothes. That being vampires. I can't understand why it was not all in the game from the start. At least not the simple things like the cats and the dogs and living in the city. It's all box standard stuff that you're paying silly money for. I even went onto my Xbox earlier today and looked up the price for everything. I pulled out my calculator because you can't buy everything at once, which you'll see why now. But all the DLC, the expansion packs, and just the little silly things.
Can I have a little guess, Alex?
Hmm?
Can I guess how much it would cost?
All right, I'll let you have one guess.
If you were to get all of the packs plus the base game, yeah.
This isn't including the base game.
Okay, base game is £45, we'll say that. Okay, so on top of that, I'm guessing it would cost you around about £300.
You're well out.
That is scary.
The total for everything that you can currently have in The Sims 4 DLC-wise, which doesn't include the main game, will cost you a grand total of £958.60.
£958.68.
Sorry, £958.60.
60p, sorry. Okay, a quick bit of maths, Alex, so quickly fill. No, fine. I've dropped that one on him a little bit.
And then you put a £45 game on top of that.
That's what I'm doing right now, yeah.
I would work it out, but I just tell you numbers, because unless I'm using a calculator, I've got no chance of doing maths.
£1,004.61, not including tax.
And I can make that even worse. I wanted to work out the expensive one of the lot, which is the Sims 3.
I had three pets on console, and it was fine.
I wanted to work this out, but there's just so much I had no chance. So I went onto Steam, someone's thread that they posted on the Sims page.
Yeah.
And I'll read what they stated.
Go on.
I ran the numbers. I went to the Sims 3 store and searched for, they put like a star number, so I don't know what that means. And got 3,190 results. I took the average of the first 50 results, and it came to a total of 233.5 sim points. A sim point is worth 10 cents, so everything on the Sims 3 store approximately is worth $74,486.50. And that's 72, all the DLC.
74,000?
Mm-hmm.
Alex, that's more expensive than a fucking Ferrari.
That does include the game.
Does?
Yeah, that includes the game. Well, I ran this by my sister.
You could buy a Ferrari dealership in America for less.
I ran those numbers by my sister, and she says, yeah, that sounds pretty accurate, because she is a ridiculously big Sims fan of the older games anyway, not The Sims 4. But
The Sims itself, the game is not a problem. The game is fine. The game is beautiful. The game is lovely to play. But my God, that cash grab.
That's 3,190 products. So the game plus 3,189 results to go onto the game as add-ons.
Jesus Christ. My head hurts thinking about that.
$75,000, basically.
$75,000. Wow. Right.
That's EA for you.
And as if to prove a point, honorable mention from me, which actually finished off quite nicely, because EA, obviously were the people behind Star Wars Battlefront 2, and because of them, loot boxes really went to shit.
Well, a lot of countries have identified it as gambling, haven't they?
They have, because there's no guarantee what you're going to
get. It is literally online gambling.
It is. It is. That's why I was concerned when GTA started doing the casino. But at least they have made it so it's, you know,
They've done the casino very cleverly.
They actually were sensible. Controversial it may be, it's fine, you know.
It's still banned in a few countries because it is gambling at the end of the day, but
it is. What they've done,
if you don't know, is, I mean, obviously you can still buy in-game money, but you can use the in-game money in the casino. You exchange your money for game chips
and maximum and
you use
well.
Those chips, and obviously you profit, you lose it, but at the end of the day you take your chips back and you can exchange it for money.
True, so you can only do so much a day as well, so it's not like you can actually keep going and going and going sort of thing. So they have tried to be sensible there. Whereas,
I suppose they've tried to make it as legal in as many countries as they can, because it's a casino.
Yeah, whereas the EA literally killed loot boxes.
Is a casino.
EA killed loot boxes. So, yeah, they got too greedy in the end, and, you know, I think it was too late for stuff like Sims and things, but it's really hit FIFA this year and Madden, no doubt, as well. But yeah.
I don't know, because I mean, like, they made Star Wars Fallen Order, which, in my opinion, is a fantastic game, and there's the only DLC was a couple extra bits, like a new lightsaber color and just a couple little bits to add on the game, but apart from that, there's nothing. But I think the way they are, it's not anew for them, is it? They're going to just go back to the way they've always been.
They did do that. You can say they learned from LS a little bit, I suppose. Hopefully. Bear in mind that Sims 4 on console came out in 2014. So, well, on Steam, yeah, they came to the console like a couple of years ago. So, it could be a lot worse. But it could be a lot better as well, obviously. So, right. So, we, I think that'll do us, Alex, for that, to be fair.
Because we keep that's a fair enough bombshell to end it on, I think.
Yeah, if we keep ranting, Alex, then we're going to get worn out, let's face it. But, yeah, we thank you for spending your isolation time with us. We know how much people are using podcasts right now to get them through, but we've been seeing a lot more traffic hitting the network as a result of the current crisis. Make sure you guys stay safe and keep washing your hands. We cannot emphasize that enough. We will get through this. And the best way, stay home, play games. Best thing to do, guys. And anyone who says that you shouldn't, the World Health Organization says that the safest thing to do right now, stay home, play games. And it's something me, Alex, can 100% get behind.
Definitely.
Right, Alex, I shall give the last word to you, sir.
I'm Alex.
I'm Matt.
And we're out of here.
This podcast is a Matt Tech production for the Visionaries Wrestling Network.